Hello, this is Pastor Brandon Fender, and I'd like to welcome you to another transforming message from right here at Living Way Church. I believe that your life will be impacted by the words you hear today. For more faith-based content, check us out on all social media outlets. Now let's go live into the message.
Once you drink that water, there is now a spring inside of you that every time you need a drink, guess what? You have it right there. But you know what I also love about me being the spring? If you need a drink, I can give you some Jesus. If you need a change, I can give you some Jesus. This is the issue, though, church. Most people we come across are looking for a fix, not something that is final. They're looking to get to the next Sunday. No one calls their drug dealer and says, hey, I need you to stop by my house. Give me my regular order, but this is the last time you'll ever hear from me. They get enough to feed them and give them their fix. But that dealer knows they're going to call me in another day. They're going to call me next week. I'm here to tell somebody in the room and remind you that as the salt of the earth, we are bringing and making people thirst for Jesus. And we need to be ready to let them know that everything else you've tried has failed. And everything else you have tried, you have become thirsty again. But I'm ready to introduce you to a Jesus and to something that once you try him, you will never go back. It is our job as the salt of the earth to make them thirsty for the real thing. Somebody say the real thing. We as the salt must shift their focus to a new source. That can be done very easily. If you talk to anyone long enough, they're going to start talking about their problems. They're going to start talking about their weakness. They're going to start talking about what they're going through. And when they do that, love them. But when they do that, you can gently nudge them to shift their focus from a relationship to Jesus, from a substance to Jesus. From running around in circles, you can shift that to Jesus. You can say things like, I remember when I felt that way, but then Jesus did this in my life. I remember when I would do those things and I was reacting the same way you are, but then Jesus changed my life. It is our job as the salt to shift their focus to the one and only source. His name is Jesus. Psalm 34:8, taste and see that the Lord is good. For those of you that have been here for 30 years, Pastor Becky used to sing a song, Taste and See That the Lord is Good. He's sweeter than honey from the honeycomb. You say, why aren't you singing it? Because I can't sing it like her. Taste and see that the Lord is good. If we ever get them to taste the real thing, church, they will never go back. You say, well, I know somebody that tried Jesus. And then they turned their, no, they tried religion. They didn't try Jesus. Well, I know somebody that went to this great church. Oh, you mean they were around Jesus? They didn't try Jesus. If we ever get them to taste the real thing, they'll never go back because there is nothing like the real thing. Not a knockoff version, not a Hill Country Fair version, not a great value version, not something close to the real thing. When I order a Dr. Pepper, I want a Dr. Pepper, not a Dr. Thunder. Amen. I've sat at tables with people. The wait staff comes along. What would you like to drink? I would like a Coke. Is Pepsi okay? Of course Pepsi is not okay. It's not anything like Coke. Most of the people that order Coke, when they offer Pepsi, they change their mind to a Sprite or a sweet tea. Don't try to debate and switch me. Coke and Pepsi are not the same thing. Religion and relationship are not the same thing. Buddha and Jesus are not the same thing. Scientology and the Holy Ghost are not the same thing. Watching at home and being here in the room is not the same thing. Clapping and worshiping, not the same thing. Talking and praying, not the same thing. Singing and praising, not the same thing. Volunteering and serving, not the same thing. You can call Sierra Mist whatever you want. Starry. They've spent millions of dollars changing Sierra Mist to Starry. It's the same ingredients of Sierra Mist, and it will always be the broke down version of Sprite. And if your mom or your grandma brings you Sierra Mist when your stomach hurts, they don't really love you. There's nothing like the real thing. Please understand this next statement, and I don't say it in jest, and I don't say it flippantly. Can we start inviting people to Jesus and not just inviting them to church? And I say that because of what I'm about to say. Most of us will say things like this: come to my church, we have great worship. Come to my church, you'll really like the preacher. Come to my church, they got cool lights. Come to my church, this. Come to my church, we have great children's programs. Unless you're saying, hey, come to my church because Jesus is going to be there and he will meet you wherever you are. Let's point them to Jesus. Now, I'm not saying don't invite them to Living Way, but we should be trying to get people to Jesus more than we are to 13285 Interstate 35 North. There's nothing like the real thing. Most of us have been faked out. Dino stones are not like Fruity Pebbles. Fruit rings are not the same as Fruit Loops. Quit trying to pass off something as the real thing. That's why people are getting hurt with church. That's why people are being deconstructed, because someone told them this was Jesus and it was not Jesus. Jesus is not going to hurt you. Jesus is not going to confuse you. Jesus is not going to require anything of you that you cannot give. There's nothing like the real thing. Somebody say the real thing. It's not okay to pass off the fake, the phony, the faux. Our job as Christians is to not beat them over the head with the gospel. We have been sent by Jesus. He said, go. Our command and our mission is to infiltrate the world as salt and light. And listen to this statement. Our mission is to make them want what we have. That's why we can't cuss people out if we're Christians. That's why we can't treat people poorly. That's why we can't hate. That's why we can't do a lot of the things that this world does. Why? Because God has sent. And maybe you were supposed to be the salt in that moment. The light in that. Maybe we were supposed to. We need to make them want what we have. And that's Jesus. That's why I can't be around negative, no faith, only fear, doubting, do nothing. The sky is falling. The world is ending. So-called believers who look like they've been sucking on lemons all week long. I need to remind you, believer in the room, you are an ambassador of Christ. And as an ambassador of Christ, our life has to look different. Our walk has to be different. Our talk has to be different. Why? Because I'm announcing to the world, this is who I used to be. But when Jesus stepped in and I stepped into Jesus, everything changed. And I love you enough, I want you to have what I have. I want to move on to one more before we end tonight. Salt preserves. Preservation means to keep alive. You are the salt you flavor. You are the salt you make thirsty. You are the salt. We are the salt we preserve. Preservation means to keep alive. For those of you who don't know, before refrigeration was a thing, before electricity was a thing, salt was one of the best methods to keep and store things. You could store meat for literal days if you packed it in salt, because it inhibits, listen to this, it inhibits the growth and survival of undesirable microorganisms. You are this. I just got an amen from the scientist in the back, Brother Charlie. He has amen what this young preacher is saying. I appreciate it, Brother Charlie. What I am saying is as salt, we are preserving. Now, don't be a jerk about it, but tomorrow when you walk into your job, you ought to just look around and say, yeah, this place is blessed because I'm here. Those old crazy, those old bacteria of the world, it can't grow here because I'm here. I'm bringing the Holy Ghost with me. I'm standing on the Word of God. I'm declaring the Word of God. I'm here to tell you the reason that the United States is still the greatest nation on earth is because the Word of God is preached more in this country than any other country. We have more churches here. We've got podcasts. We've got Bibles. It is not illegal to own a Bible, carry a Bible, quote the Bible. I'm here to encourage somebody today that remember this, that this world is still here today because the righteous are in, the righteous are moving, the righteous are inhabiting and existing. You know the reason your family hadn't gone totally crazy? You. You know why you haven't run out of all your money? You. You say, I don't have all I need. None of us do. Actually, let me rephrase that. We don't have all we want. We have all we need. It preserves. We literally move out. Your school, praise God, is blessed because of young believers and teachers that are full of the Holy Ghost that walk the halls. Your job, you might be the only one. That job is blessed because of you. Your floor, your team is blessed because you're on it. Say, I don't believe that about the salt preserving. You go to the best steakhouse in Texas, get you some filet mignon, eat half of it there, bring half of it home, leave it on your back porch all night for the next 2 or 3 days. It's 90 degrees. You gonna eat that in 3 days? No. You won't eat filet mignon from the best steakhouse in Texas after 3 days, but you will eat beef jerky that was made 6 months ago, sat at the manufacturer's for 2 months, was on a truck for a week, showed up at your local truck stop, sat in the back for a month, and has been hanging there on the back of the rack for it's been 10 months since that thing's been cooked. And you'll eat it like crazy. Why? Preservatives. It's been preserved. This world has its problems. But your faith is holding it together. I'm talking about the actual earth now. Jesus could come back at any moment. All hell is breaking loose in government and politics. But you know what's holding this together? Living ways holding the world together. Your prayers are holding your faith, your salt. And if it's holding the world together, then it's enough to hold your world together. Psalm 41:2, I'm going to finish this thought and then we're going to stand and pray. The Lord protects and preserves them. I'm talking about the righteous. They are counted among the blessed in the land. He does not give them over to the desire of their foes. He protects, he preserves. When you are the salt, church, it first preserves you. We're not even talking about down the street and around the corner. We're talking about you and your address. We're talking about the people with your last name as a follower of Jesus Christ. When he says you are the salt, you preserve. You are preserved by the salt that you are. You know what? I've never checked in my 41 years of life on this earth. I've never checked to see if my salt has expired. And I looked it up and I said, can salt expire? Google tells me very plainly, salt never expires. That means God's preservation and protection of the righteous, it never expires. Never means never, standing on your feet. Genesis chapter 50, verse 20. Very familiar portion of scripture. It's at the end of the story of Joseph. Remember, Joseph's brothers sold him out, tried to kill him, sold him into slavery. He had trumped up charges against him of rape, put into jail for many years. At the end of this entire process, Joseph is now the second highest figure of power in that modern world at that time, and was the second richest. The very same brothers that tried to kill him and sold him have now bowed at his feet, not knowing it was him. And when they find out it's Joseph, this is what Joseph said. It said, "What you meant for evil and to my end, says God, has turned it for my good."